Good evening, truckers. Harry Borzac sitting on the desk and ready to roll.
You are going to wipe that down before you leave the studio, aren't you? Anyway, it's us again with some news. I'm Rudolf Hucker.
I'm Norva Snookers, except when I'm not, and then I'm Flossie. It's all a little confusing, but I'm here. I would have my finger on the pulse, but it's broken, so I've got my eye on things instead.
I'm Lou. I'm sitting as far away from the pan as I can, just in case.
And now, on with the headlines.
Hutton, congratulations, as delivery completed on time.
Enthusiastic, gymnastic, fantastic event causes drastic, stochastic, pyroclastic display.
Ball polishers descend on bento in preparation.
Want to have your cake and eat it? Double trouble as one size fits all.
Atrus 5060 shows he won't be defeated. No cursing at the incursions.
Hackswing updates us on their fierce Hutton frontage.
Lou's back this week and he's some big boots to fill.
Talking of fierce frontages, Norma's got some news on her initiative.
There are many momentous occasions in a commander's life. The first time they launched on their own after their training missions, their first Earth-like discovery, that joy of an elite rank, or the smell of a freshly delivered new Lacon. But for one long-standing Hutton commander, he's added a new achievement to his pilot's logbook. Yes, Commander Van announced last night that due to hard work by Mrs. Van over the last 9 months, and particularly over the last 24 hours, he was finally handed his second co-pilot in training. Whilst his active involvement in this process may have been a long time ago, he's an old hand at the next stage now, which involves beaming into the camera whilst holding up the new arrival, congratulating his long-suffering flight prevention officer, and remembering exactly how bad sleep deprivation actually is at causing mods. Here at Hutton, we're delighted on his behalf and would like to wish the family every congratulations. Oh, and we've heard that Hutton coffee is excellent for keeping you awake on those long nights.
Of our four commanders who are traversing the galaxy for a mysterious Raxler-related reason, three came close to a record for the number of simultaneous ship destructions on the surface of a planet this week, when an unfortunate coincidence of timing meant that their interplanetary Ubers all turned up at once. Having landed on a planet earlier that day near Ericsson's star, they all decided to go and stretch their space legs. Or rather, since they don't have any space legs, they decided to pretend it's the 20th century, it's Sunday, and just go for a drive. After spending some little time admiring the various rocks and dust, gawping at just how dark it is out there a long way from civilization, they decided it was time to go back for our tea, and all blew their space dog whistles for their ships. Unfortunately, our space-happy commanders, perhaps a bit overconfident after Graham MK had survived an SRV landing at over 100 metres per second, twice, are much more used to exploring the surface of planets by themselves, so had failed to take into account the terrain, how close the SRVs were to each other, and the cheap AI installed into their ships to control automated landing. The consequence was that three ships tried to land on the same spot, creating a tall, thin, inhuman pyramid, and bathing the surrounding area in the angry glow from interacting shields. After having a word, or rather words, with their ships, mostly short, Anglo-Saxon ones, they decided that losing their transport 55,000 light-years from home was a silly idea, and that they should do something about it. Commander Bam was issuing tiny little squeaking noises as his hull integrity sank to 50%, Commander Cully was left gasping for breath as he was sandwiched between the stacked anacondas and the planetary surface. With what he thought would be his last breath, he hissed,
"We found a log entry at..." redacted, "in the dry... brew region. Report back to base. Architect's desk. Remember? Oberon alive. Barren rock and dust plains in all directions. The frame, it survives."
Luckily, the ships were dismissed and then recalled one at a time, to the great relief of our intrepid travellers. They who run and fly away live to fly another day, south in this case. For those of you insane enough and possessing the ridiculous jump range required, Commander Overlight has kindly published a route to Ericsson's Star on EDSM. We received this transmission for Alvin Defeer from the Advanced Scouts Party. "A second attempt has been made to thwart our plans. The hired thugs at the first target failed to scare us off. They only reaffirmed our belief that we were on the right path. While scouting the second site on the ground, someone managed to hack 3 out of 4 of our ship's computers in orbit and interfere with the landing computers, as I'm sure you may have seen in the media. Disaster was only averted due to the sacrifice of Commander Guthwine, who managed to regain control of the landing computers as he tumbled down the mountain in his SRV before repurposing it as scrap metal. We believe we have traced the source of this attack to somewhere near Colonia and are going to see what we can uncover in the shadows. They cannot keep this hidden forever. For the mug."
With the latest round of Pilots Federation's Vote With Your Feet choices over their latest upgrades over and done with, the clear favourite in the Make Things Go Zoom Boom versus Make Things Go Daka Daka Boom turns out to be the second one. Yes, commanders throughout the galaxy, fed up with switching their loadouts between Die Thargoid and I'm Going to Boil You Up, now have only the single choice to make, unless of course you count the ammunition they have to load into it. Yes, you now have a choice of clips, and we don't mean dopey doggos versus cutesy kittens violently disemboweling their owners. Yes, you can arm yourself with a weapon that lets you destroy Tharg the Mighty's minions, and then at the push of a button, rearm yourself for a little weekend bounty hunting. Of course, you've got to find the materials to make them with, as there's a new weekly bust of Guardian Space means you can change your mind week in, week out. Here at Hutton, we're a little disappointed that the larger and more destructive munitions weren't chosen, as we like a good bang, but we do understand that some of the younger commanders don't like taking time for a refresh and reload between sorties. They just neck a can of something artificial and caffeine-filled and get a right back to the job. After a 10-second wait, of course.
In preparation for a party the likes of which hasn't been seen since Commander Fletch turned 50, or Ermintrude the Noob celebrated edging over his Kickstarter total for yet another year of shenanigans, the galaxy's foremost ball polishers have descended on the bento system in preparation for next week's big balls delivery. Yes, more balls than you've ever seen are being tightly, carefully and gingerly packed in Hutton Apology Officer approved, pirate-proof polystyrene panels after a jolly good spit and polish. With thousands of tons of these shiny mid-year disco balls being produced for the Dusty Bento Balls Convoy and Summer Garden Party, the station's full to the brim with balls of all colours, and some of many. With this load of balls all prepared, the receiving station gators of the Dewan Dance Dust are grinding their latest party preparation in readiness for a laser-like disco ball and airborne dust combination that's sure to set off any party with a bang. Or it will if the dust is fine enough and there's a source of ignition. Pilot groups including Canon Interstellar, SAP Corps, the Hull Seals, Wolves of Janai, and many others are putting the finishing touches to their toughest blockade runners, installing pirate-proof paneling and finalising the ship livery for their wings. A delegation from the EDC and Mobius are expected to arrive in the next week, and Commander Kinrain of the Good Ship Special Effect is bringing his unique flight style to the party. If ships could dad dance, his would be toe-tapping and wadding his elbows with the best of them. Any pilots not yet signed up for the convoy, you can put your rubber duck in touch with Hutton's Pigpen and get at the latest on the bears in the air, pleating booking forms in triplicate, choosing your handle and giving us a loud 10-4 over the airwaves on the evening. The route is dangerous, the timer is relentless, and of course, the convoy lead broadcasters are clueless, which should lead to quite an interesting evening. It will be a balls to the wall, balls and all, free for all, and everyone's invited.
Good evening, trackers. Atrus 5060 reporting in with the latest intel from the front lines of the Thargoid attacks. I've got updates from Canon, AXI and those crazy truckers over at Operation IDA. Or is it Operation IDA? I don't know. Last week's incursions in Ordientia and I can't say that one, it begins with a G, were quickly cleared up by AXI and our very own Haxwing, and allowed our valiant anti-Xeno pilots to go on successfully to defend Lockipi. Citizens of Lockipi rejoiced, yay, when Hax and allies arrived to reinforce the controlling faction EXO's effort, is it EXO? Efforts in thwarting the Thargoid attack in their system. However, with this good news, there's always some bad. The other five Eagle Eye systems reported last week are now under incursion by the Bug Menace, with local authorities, Aegis and the Pilots Federation pulling a call out to all pilots able to assist in fighting off the attackers. Pilots are needed to evacuate civilians and fight off Thargoids in combat zones across Shokiyine, Apoya, Crotones, Pregyang and Gabia. The Thargoids even managed to sneak in an extra attack, oh how sneaky that is, under the radar in HIP 13173, where Ryman Orbital, I'm sure that used to be a shop, you know, sold staplers, remains on fire now for 2 weeks, and the Thargoids nowhere to be found for combat pilots to fend them off. Aegis, the useless organisation that it is, had this to say on the matter. It's not our fault, we didn't see it. We keep telling people if you see something, say something. Clearly passing the blame on to independent pilots. Thankfully, Aegis has managed to keep the Eagle Eye network functioning. Yay! And the boffins over at Canon have determined the new targets for this week to be Dan. Dan? What did he do to deserve that? Apetes? Abasiasaur? Bit like a dinosaur. Hip 30045, Ferrobalan, and Tallet. Keep an eye out for orders from Haxwing, I think they're coming up soon, on where combat pilots should be focusing their efforts this week. Finally, truckers, an update from our tracking brethren over at Operation IDA, or maybe even Operation IDA. Repairs on Fabian Terminal in Bad Bad Zist. I keep having to say that one. Wouldn't you hurry up and fix it? Bad Bad Zist. IKEA Orbital, they've got lovely cabinets in Machatqua. Cutchiman City at HIP 16348 and Anderson Orbital in Palanti have been completed. Oh, good. Operation IDA has been repairing stations in the bubble in record time now that supply lines are more plentiful compared to the Pleiades. Well, look at that. There's a great reason for Thargoids to invade here, so it's easy for us to fix it. Lovely. Their new focus will be to bring Gautier de Varennes settlement, I think he's French, in Camulus back online. All those interested in hauling are asked to get in touch with your local Operation IDA or maybe even your Operation IDA representative to sign up. There's plenty of work out there to be done to fight off and repair the damage from the Thargoids, truckers. Get out there and show them what truckers can do. If for the mug.
Incoming message from Haxcom.
Evacuation.
Hours.
We seem to be having a little difficulty with our Hexwing report. We will return as soon as possible. Lou, please, can you enlighten us with the next item?
Okay, in case you missed it, ladies and gentle truckers, and if you did, you're probably not the trucker who listens to this show, so obviously didn't. But just in case you did, we have taken Haghole. Yes, indeed, all of our efforts have been rewarded, with scores of truckers banging away at missions, the hordes of truckers pumping back and forth with passengers, the swathes of truckers whose throbbing weaponry bore billions of bounty drops, even the handful of sneaky truckers slipping quietly, uninvited, in through the back door with smuggled goods. All of you have given every last drop until the election reached that climactic moment when Messerschmitt was ours, and we could finally unleash a torrent of expiration data into Haghole and thrust ahead, leaving Alvin standing proud, tail wagging imperiously over the new system. Fantastic work, truckers. We salute you all. Elsewhere, you know the drill. We are generally sitting comfortably, with the exception of Leighton 145-141, Wise 0845-0714, and LP 525-39, who all need dragging down a percent or two. There are rumours of an attack in Colonia, but with Eel Procol Centauri approaching 60% and in Boom and Outbreak at the same time, we would advise a watching brief and keep in touch with King Hanky if you have data or bounties to drop. Truck those meds to clear the outbreak and settle things down. We have two important tasks for you truckers this week. Firstly, the EDF have muscled in on Avik. They are aware this is not to be tolerated and have agreed not to fight their current war. But if you want to nip over and make damn sure they don't win it by accident, then please fight for the independence of Mildeptu. But be aware there is only a single outpost with no repair facilities in the system. Secondly, we need to drop hot and boost independent Avik free in Piss Labs. As it's not enough that the amazing Commander Lenin has his own station, it needs to be a trucker station. So we are going to take it and place Alvin's statue in its rightful place at the centre of the docking bay, and kick out those hideous updast. Oh, and we have an urgent mission update from King Hanky. Okay, the Colonia report. System status. We are down 0.7% at 16.2% in Tier, up 1.3% at 37.7% in Deriso, and pretty much level at 56.5% in Eel Procol Centauri. The priority missions are medical missions and medical passenger missions in Eel Procol Centauri, standard missions bounty hunting in Eel Procol Centauri or Deriso and handing in at Eel Procol Centauri. As always, buy low and sell high if you're trading, and this time buy medicines in Ogmar and Tyr to kick that outbreak out of the window. Expiration can be cast in at Eel Procol Centauri, but please do check in with King Hanky first, just in case. Special instructions have arrived. Any accidental killings of like dear of Colonia ships will help, and Alvin has assured us he will turn a blind eye. Get to it, truckers, and for the mug. Norma, I think I got overexcited there. Can you take over while I go for a lie down?
The first interstellar initiative, Bridging the Gap, has concluded, with conflicts in the region now subsiding as the victor Zendi Partners takes back control of the system and the guardian commodities within. As part of Zendi Partners' pledge to develop a new weapons module, they've finished developing the advanced multi-cannon, which is now available in outfitting at the Prospect. More on this later. And now, the Hexwing report has been retrieved from the paper shredder.
Incoming message from Haxcom.
Evacuation. Hours ago, Haxcom HQ was attacked on Revan Hub in Frigiang. We are moving our mobile HQ to the nearby Pilots Federation rescue ship. Passenger ships are needed to ferry civilian survivors to safety, so if you can, please head over to Revan Hub and help out. As far as AX combat operations, we're starting right here. Haxwing will operate in Frigiang and kick Thargal like we've done so many weeks before. After that is accomplished, we'll be heading to the Eagle Eye 5 target system for Oalon. We'll hunt down the bugs scouting out that system and convince Tharg once again it isn't worth his time. If you need tips on AX combat, be sure to ask in the Hutton Facebook or Discord, or head over to the Haxwing Facebook group. Don't forget that Tharg loses interest in a system when the snack tin is empty, so ferrying evacuees to rescue ships also helps out. Okay, truckers, let's mount up, fight hard, ferry many, and defend the mug.
End Haxcom transmission. Defend the mug.